Jose Aiken is the Extension Coordinator of the North Peace Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jose, thank you very much for joining us. NPARA's AGM, the annual general meeting, is coming up next week. How goes final prep for said AGM?
It goes. I am fully prepared to host a pretty good meeting event. It's good to have it in person and bring everyone together, so I'm excited. It'll be on the 27th at 1 at the Manning Legion Hall, which makes it nice and simple, nice and close for anyone in Manning. It'll be a short business meeting with board members and representatives, because we will have more board members that we need to be voted in, so members of NPARA, we would like them to come in and vote to see who they would want to represent them on the board. In addition, we're doing an overview of current and future projects that we're planning and events, as well as reveal our five-year strategic plan that we worked really hard at this year.
You mentioned that this is back to in-person. Is this the first time it's been in-person for the last little while?
No, but it's just with less, there's no restrictions like that way.
Okay. I also understand at the AGM you have a speaker involved. Who's speaking?
Yes, so we have a speaker, Jenna Butler. She is from Europe, but she has moved into Alberta. She's from the North Country, and she is a writer and researcher, scholar, and she likes to take in the talk of America's Deep South, like has adventured as far as America's Deep South to the Arctic Circle, and she talks about the landscapes and bees. Like, her most recent novel is about bees.
How much would that apply to people up here in the Peace Region, especially the people who are joining you for the AGM?
Well, we kind of like to bring in a scholarly speaker for the event that doesn't always have to be related, but the fact that she lives in a northern area is kind of where restrictions are with importing and exporting things. That is kind of relatable to people in this area. In addition, even though Falair is the, I would say they call it the honeybee main spot, all of Peace Region is main for bees, is the main region in Canada for bees. So you can think of that as an aspect, and some of our producers produce bees.
I also understand that Farmer Appreciation Night is coming up also next week on March the 29th. How's that going?
Oh, Farmer Appreciation Night. I am excited. Everyone should be excited. It's the first time it's been back since before 2019. So we are hoping to have a pretty big event with a meal and entertainment, door prizes, you name it. So our goal is to recognize core producers and members, but the event is open to all people of all ages because we want to bring the community and get them involved as well.
Jose, with the Farmer Appreciation Nights coming up on the 29th, I also understand there's a speaker who's going to be present.
Yes, we have a Alberta native speaker, Stephen Robinson. He is a professional speaker, YouTuber, and expert at failing, and also but using that failure to learn and become more effective in the learning process and becoming better. So if you haven't heard of him, Stephen Robinson has spent the last 4 years learning over 130 new skills, documenting them, and putting them on YouTube. And he's known for solving a Rubik's Cube while skydiving, teaching a cat how to launch a rocket, and then surviving in the Amazon. So he's a very cool, interesting person that has a lot of unique experiences, which he likes to bring together and speak on being motivated and why you should be bad at something and use that to motivate yourself to be better.
In your mind, Jose, how important is it to value the producers and the farmers and the ranchers in this region?
Well, we know how valuable producers in this region are. But by bringing them together and showing that we recognize that, it's a good way to, you know, kind of say, like, yeah, you're important to us and we care for you guys, and without you guys, we wouldn't have what we have here in this area. And so I think bringing them together, recognizing it, kind of, I don't know if the best way to describe it, but I would like to say it as kind of a motivator of, yes, what you're doing here is important. I think it's important to bring the community in as well, because it shows they're able to show their gratitude to producers, but also get a sense of who these producers are and the area in which their food comes from and how much work goes into it.
Final preparations are in the plans right now. It happens, as I mentioned, March 27th is the AGM. March 29th is Farmers Appreciation Night. Is the North Peace Applied Research Association ready for not only the AGM and the Farmers Appreciation Night, but heading into spring and summer as well?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. We have some events that are either lined up or planned. Like next month in April, we have two events coming up. One will be a drone school in Weberville in correlation with Landview Drones. So it's an agricultural drone school. The 19th, we have an event with Bart Lardner. He's speaking on perennials, forage, quality, and yield in cattle nutrition. June 15th, there's an event with Greg Judy. He's a well-accomplished regenerative livestock integration rancher from the U.S., as well as our three main summer tours, which are our big events throughout the year, which would be the last week of June, one of the last weeks in July, and then midweek of August.
Sounds like there's a lot of planning to be happening, but it also sounds like the excitement is there, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Like our goal this year especially is to increase community and producer engagement. So we want to host events that are interesting to the producers and community members. So if community members or producers have a speaker that they would like us to bring in or an event they would want us to host, we want to know that because unfortunately we can't read minds. So in that case, like if people have ideas of events they want us to bring into the area or semi-locally, then they can share those ideas with us.
Sounds like it's going to be a very busy time heading into the spring and summer months of 2023. Jose Aiken is the Extension Coordinator for the North Peace Applied Research Association. Jose, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.